for Shusav Imari. This man, Be'ez Hashem, will go through the seventh parak of Brachas Shosha Achlu. He's going to get to Birchas Hazimun and the Lachas of Birchas Hamazon. We have to go to the Lachas of Mayim Achreinim. But Be'ez Hashem, that's our Dhamma for this man. Also, our Shlomo for last man, the end of the Sugya, discussing the Lacha, take the Tilo, the idea of Bracha. If you want to go to the Lachas, Barichas, the Sefer Itza Hamayim and the Itzer, there's a few hundred pages to go through the Sugya. Try to go through a little bit less than that. Itza Hamayim? Gokeach. The Makom is Indian, the two Gemaras, the Gemara Brachas, and the end of the 8th parak, the Gemara there says, the person has Yidayim Zomois, the Lacha is Psulus Lebrachas. What's the reason? Said of Yudah Marav, or some say it's a Mishnah. We have a Pasuk in Shmini, Miskadashtem, that's my Mishonim, Bisim Gedoshim, that's my Machoinim, Ki Kodosh Shemen, Ani Hashem Lekechem Zu Bracha. So we have a Pasuk over here, Bisim Gedoshim, that's my Machoinim. Where have the Mishmur started explaining? The Gemara is saying, Be'ikar, the Svar Mitzad Zuama, was sent upon the Pasuk, Bisim Gedoshim. We have a second Sugya, the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Erevin. It says, Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah, Achonim is a chayva. Back to Gemara, why is it a chayva for? It's not a sugya of Melech Sodom Yisyeish, the Inyam Sakono, the Samba Sinaim, make a person blind. If we have two separate Makaris, one of Yisim Gedoshim Zuoma, the second sugya is a Sakono, the Samba Sinaim. The question here is, the Maisa, why do we have two different Makaris for? So we shouldn't really speak this out. The Rav Tosfos in the Chulin seems to understand, says the idea of a Pasuk is a smachto, the idea over here, mitzad Melech Sodomis, the idea of Sakono. However, the Olam saw the Rosh over here, in Parenchas and Brachas, he says the idea of Mayim Rishonim is Nisim Gedoshim. Also, in the same Pasuk, we see Achoyim and Rishonim. So both of them are in mitzvah over here. However, the idea of Chayva, the Isof of Chayva, that's mitzad the Sugya of Sakono. So that means the Pasuk, Nisim Gedoshim, is telling you the idea of mitzvah. The idea of Chayva, that's mitzad the Sugya of Sakono. The Rosh goes on further and says, a second Malach, it's machta, but it's a mitzvah. We have a chazal telling us mitzvah zuama. The Rosh goes on further, brings down Rav Haigoi. He says over here, a nafkamina between the svaras is who has to or when they have to do mayim achronim. Is it dafka the mavarach? Or even others? If mitzvah the sugya of Yisim Gedoshim is dafka the mavarach, in those days, the ones did benching, the zimot, he said all the whole entire Birchas Hamazon, everyone else listened to him. Mashenkim mitzvah the sugya of sakono, therefore, everyone has to also wash their hands. So we have two psukim tell you not only the mavarach, but everyone themselves have to wash their hands. Here's a third sugya, the Gemara Chulin and Daf Kavav brings down that person who forgets to do mayim rishonim is going to end up eating bas nevela or bas achazer. The person who does not do mayim rishonim will end up either divorcing his wife, will end up killing his wife. Hogos and nefesh. Wisdom, of course, the Rashi of the ascent due to the Gemara and Yumon in the last parak over there. There's a story in the Gemara, also brought down in the Medrash and Pasha Balak, it's dropped differently. The Medrash over there has a Maisa, the Mayor, and Rabbi Yehuda Abyasi. They went to a certain place for Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Abyasi, they gave their purse to the inn to watch on Shabbos. They came back after Shabbos and they asked the innkeeper, can I have my purse back? The innkeeper said, Lo Adam, I don't know what you're talking about. So they want to get the purse back, or the Medrash says they want to get the ring back. They saw that he went to the store, he ate something, he had leftover lentils and doshim on top of his lip over here. They went over to his wife and said, your husband said, Lamaisa, give us back our purse, our ring. So Ish says, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, your husband gave us a simmon to tell her that he might see ate a doshim, ate lentils for lunch. Oh, fine, my husband told you to go get our purse back. You paid him off for something. And therefore, they gave the purse of the ring back to Rabbi Yehuda and back to Rabbi Yosi. The husband, the innkeeper, comes home, asks his wife, no, where's the aschar over here that we gained over Shabbos? So what do you mean? I gave it back. You gave them a simon that you ate adoshim, I say, served the lunch over here, what to go eat? He got very upset, and therefore either he killed her or divorced her. So we see this idea over here, in the idea of sakono. The Medrash, when he ends up bringing down this story over here, the Medrash says, therefore, the chenizah kosh baruch yisola, feel of a mitzvah kalah. The idea of mayim achronim is a very easy mitzvah to go do. You just have to get up and wash your hands. The person who does that, says the Medrash, she is zoicha to chayim v'arichas yomim. If you don't, hargus nefesh. Mashiach points out, why is it so? The Maaseh, his wife got killed. What happens over here? Mashiach says in Mishnah, obviously, per tal, it says that we know the mitzvah gveres mitzvah. Avera gveres avera. Sakono is gveres sakono. And therefore, the idea of not doing my machoinim is the idea of sakono mesal mesanayim. It's gveres sakono, and therefore hargus nefesh. So we have a third ma'amokim in the sakono, a chomedic Indian over here. It's had the idea of ma'am achreinim. Point out to the chomer Indian and why to do ma'am achreinim, besides the idea of hogus and nefesh, in the shoot min ha-shemayim, as he is in shemayim, ve'etam, or somebody is the malach, might say, don't do shemayim b'zman hazeh, you have to do ma'am achreinim. He says, anyone who's mekilim loy, will be mekil loy yom u'shnoysov. It's an Indian of min ha-shemayim, that you lose that part of your life, brought down by the Haredim, brought down by the Jewish, the El Rabba, the Moisev, or drop different Lashon, will bring the day Aeneas, make a person poor. Now, Aeneas, either a sound based upon the Gemara and Dorim, is Aeneas Chosh Kamesh, and therefore it's the idea of Mis over here. Or, like the Oitzamayim says, the Lachan Simen Dalad, that we know the Lachas you want to be, should be Machwen, using it by Atil Zedayim, because Chazal say, if you don't, at least the idea of being poor. And to use wood over here, to mezaris in the mitzvah, you get ashiris. If you don't do the mitzvah, you lead to the day of Aeneas over here. The way the Archa Shulchan, when he brings it down, it's mekiloi, mezaynesim, meneshamayim. And the Pelayot, when he brings it down, he says, a person does not do my machreinim. It's like the Gemara Brochus Abdallah says, so you have this chimer Indian, that's a mitzvah kalo, yizrech to yomim. If you don't do it, then make loy zaynoisov, yomov, shnoisov, anias over here, chaimis over here. It's not one of those things that are worth. It's very easy to go do over here. Now, let's say you have no water. Okay. Now, let's say you have no water. To come over the Mishmua and he brings down, send the aloha again by my Mishraim. Aloha where there is, it depends. If you're Aladarach or Shaladarach, if you're going somewhere, you only have to travel 4 mil, more than that. No. Now the Darach, you're sitting by the mill, you're sitting by the table, then you only have to travel 1 mil. 1 mil means like the easier Shito, 18 minutes. The amount of time you have to get up from your seat to go get to the sink over here is the shorter Shito is 18 minutes. Now, the shaila is, let's say you have a car, maybe a chanami goes by shetach, not by isman. Let's keep it simple. Only 18 minutes you have to go to get water from the sugya ma'am achreinim. The maisa. We'll get to Ben Zeshem. The maisa, do we have to ma'am achreinim? So let's go through the swaras, don't be able to. Let's go through the different reasons. So first, we said already we have a gemara that says, yisim gadoishim zuomo. Now, there is a shaila first to be clear. What does that mean exactly? Is that two separate reasons? Or is that one reason? The way the Mishbura, how he sets it up, he says, the idea of Zuma is a smachta on the pasuk of Yisem Gedoshim. Goes hand in hand, it's intertwined one with another. Gam if you read the Gain, and the Rosh Lachor also, that not that way, it's two separate in the Yonim. The idea of Yisem Gedoshim, the idea of Zuma. We'll go with the Malach of the Mishbura. Zuma is the smachta of the Kav Yisem Gedoshim. It's one of the same. Now, once we have this idea of your hands are dirty, you have to wash them off, the Zuomo, come on the Magavram and brings up the same Chasidim. He says, Lav Dafka is halacha and the get to Bech Samosim. Says the Magavram is the get even Yayin, anything. Your hands are dirty. Anytime I want to make a bracha, Su Yadechim Kodesh, Uvarcha is Hashem, lift up your hands, they're clean, and then you make a bracha to Hashem. Says the Prim Godim, Lav Dafka when Magavram says Yayin means Yayin, it means anything. Anytime your hands are dirty, you want to make a bracha, you have to wash your hands. Therefore, the Mishmur makes down, sign the Mishmur, the sign of Sharetzion. This idea, when your hands are dirty, you have to wash your hands, applies to every single bracha that you're making over here. The Archa Shulchan and the Pashkin, we down this halacha, goes to everything. If you're dirty, number one, they get to my machoinim, it's midinoi. That's not even a shalom, it's man, you have to wash your hands. And number two, is to get to all brachas, a person has to go wash their hands. Therefore, for example, a person, he peels an orange. Now you can make a bracha. Once make her eats, your hands are sticky, your hands are dirty. Before you have to wash your hands, before you make a bracha. if it's, we'll get to what that means. So you eat a falafel. Your hands are dirty, you're eating a falafel, ishtanor. Fine, you make a maimar chenum. But maisi, your hands are dirty. The kol hadeis mendino, you have to wash your hands. That's a machaber. And so if you're, that's not a shayla. Your hands are dirty, you have to wash your hands. Now, what is the definition of the chur of the zoom over here? The Yisrim Chayim, he said the definition, something is mafri aloi, something that bothers him, which I think the ghetto is very simple. A person, if he eats something, if you pass by his sink, he'll wash his hands, obviously it's bothering him. That means you eat chicken, your hands are oily. So if you pass by a sink to wash your hands, the reason why you're not washing your hands right now, because you're lazy not to get up, that means it does bother you. Because you're lazy. Your laziness will override your hands to make clean. Now if you pass by a sink and not wash your hands, it's not mafri aloi. Use any of these mashkin that doesn't bother you, or it doesn't bother you. If you use seltzer that bother you, wash your hands afterwards, so that means you have lichlich upon your hands, you have zoom on top of your hands. What they get is, what would you do when the sink is right in front of you? When you're in a sukkah, the sink's right next to you, what would you do? What in that case? Who are they getter? And therefore, they bring down again the Zohar of Pasha Balak, that he says, and negate to all brachas. If your hands are dirty and you don't wash your hands, the word of the Zohar is chayiv miso. Chayiv miso. And he said, aloch is not miyuchad. Anytime you make a bracha, yin for the maaser should be clean. I guess a question. Last night, Elam Abdullah picked up your kais full, it overspilled, and he made a bracha by a pure golf, and your hands are dirty. What comes to the case of yain? The loch in Siman Reishvav, and Siv Dalet, every time you eat something, you should pick up with your hands, your right hand, to make a bracha. You pick up a bracha loch. Now, what you're going to do, you have to make a bracha, so you put it down and wash your hands. Then you pick it up again. You hit the dirt again, you put it down, wash your hands, you pick it up again. What do you go do? You end up chocolate on top of the rugloch. How do you go eat it? So the svara is to answer, is that when the whole idea of washing your hands mitzvah the bracha is covered up bracha, so you definitely call your bracha to Hashem. It's the way to mechabe the bracha is to hold the yayin in your hand. The way to mechabe the rugloch, make your bracha with the thing in your hand. Like, even though you're getting dirty mitzvah the bracha shaboy, you're holding it in your hand, that's how you mechabit it. If the dirt's mitzvah, you're doing mitzvah the mitzvah shabbat, that should not be a problem. That's the chur, I think what the svar is, we're doing mitzvah the mitzvah shabbat. That itself is the covet. Again, the David Sino. Good. No. The best means are clean. I'm ready to make a bracha. I'm picking up why? Machshavit. To show this, the bracha's chal upon it. To the bracha shabbat with it. It's not because that's I'm being told to do a mitzvah, the mitzvah shavuot. No, so we learned a lot of bets, we should not be with the napkin. That's with your hand. But myself, that's first, I think the svar is. You can argue the point. Myself, I see that two tshuvas about it. The Betzino, the Bat Moshe, the Chalaches, he has a tshuva about it. He says, the myself, your hands are getting dirty. So Shirl over there says, what do you mean? You're doing a mitzvah, the brach shavuot and the cover over here, and there should not be a problem. That's what I'm saying. The David Sina back. Make up Soros, David Kabbalah, and Zay over here. Mali lichlach them, Mali lichlach acher. How the word can come to your makel over here. Says Elamite to use a fork. We discussed already that maybe a fork is the Bayam Tatsugi of Barzel. I can make a bracha of the Barzel inside your hand over here. Then he says, what to go do? He says, very simple. You pick up the plate. Say, if you want, do it with a napkin. Say, okay, I'm the bar. Look around. Everyone knows. Everyone picks up the plate. They make the bracha over here. That's what does. Just look around. That's the Metzius. The Maisa, Rav Nashi Klein, Chalik Yudalef, has a tshuva about the Betzino. Came Amid the Bar. I don't know. Lo Mazarim, Lo Shemanim, Lo Rinu Dover, because never see anyone pick up a plate make a broch over here. Doesn't stand. What he gets involved, that maybe the whole idea of bars is left by a case of a stocking, not in the gate to a fork. And we spoke out then that most places can have a machliks by a fork is a bars or not. But ours, anyway, are stainless steel. It's new resto. The color day should not be a problem again in the case of a fork. But he gets involved, he wants to say, oh, plastic, same idea. Well, color day should not be a problem by a fork. By a knife, this is what you're coming with. By a fork should not be a problem. He might say, he said a different story. He wants to tie if it's negated to the after achila or something else that's during you, then he have a bias to see there from Kodesh Baruch as a sham. But the thing itself that you're making the brach on, they want to tie this not looking together, but by Yah, of your hands being dirty when you make the bracha over here. Could be what he means, again, the same idea what I'm saying, is that since you're doing it mitzvah the bracha, this way eating over here, it's not a concern of the pool that you're doing over here. So Elam, I think, does not do like the David Sino over the napkin or a plate. Maisa, they make Abdullah, as the Menashe Klein points out from Abdullah, they points out Malacha, but holding it with the hand, the Samuel Shema over here, but Elam does it with the hand. He said either svara, the Menashe Klein svara, or my svara, the Maestro Olim does make a bracha holding it in their hand, and over spilling the wine, they do not worry about it. You mean the upper lip? We'll get to the Be'ez Hashem. Oh, so it depends what the svara you're coming with. You're coming with the svara, I'm saying, you can argue the point and say yes. Come to the svara of Menashe Klein, he's saying it's dafka and the other Michael or not. That'll come out enough, you know, between the mine and his svara. If you're, again, unless you, it really depends. When you hold it outside, you don't get sticky. If you do get sticky, it won't make a difference, either svara. No, it depends. Usually, it depends where you're holding it. Depends. Fine. The second svara over here is the idea of Melchizedek. Vino Breda Abchiel says your idea of Sakono, Besame Sanaim. The question is the Negev is Manazeh. So first, what exactly is Melch Sedoimus? I'm not clear if it means Melch from Sedoim or if it means Yama Melech. I'm not clear exactly what it means Melch Sedoimus. Maisa Tosfos, Sain Brochus, and Sain Erevin, and Sain Chulin says, the Minig is not to Man Achoinim, and that's Ikesvor is Melch Sedoimus. We don't have Bizman Azeh. Therefore, the Rosh, the Mordechai, and Shumus Adeshan, they were not Machbid, or the Minig was nice and not be Machbid, Tzadasugil of Melch Sedoimus, because they did not have Melch Sedoimus. Asalasheni, Mishmura starts off according to the Rambam. He says either maybe we do have Melech Sedoimus, or we'll mix it aside. Even if we don't have Melech Sedoimus, maybe we have other Melech, it's a Teva like Melech Sedoimus. And therefore, the Rambam, even Bezman Azeh, we have to be careful about this sugi over here. Wrote down Lalocha by the Ben Yoino, and therefore the Am Shlomo, and the Goin, and the Mishmura, the Choshulis reason, the Orcha Shulchan, they're being down this Indian. But Oit says the Orcha Shulchan, even Toysus and the Rosh, he wants a Taino. When they say the halacha is that the olim is mekel, in what taina they're saying that to melamed zchus why the olim is being mekel, not the fact that Tosfos and the Rosh hold the ma'ase it's mutter and the chadchila not do ma'amar chayim. Tosfos and the Rosh is saying the boyin am is mekel and this is the reason why they are mekel. Olim is zchus upon them. But beikar Tosfos and the Rosh hold the ma'ase the chadchila to be machmer, and therefore the chashuk and the vadis hold to be machmer. They do this for shlomach. Let's say you're a blind person. You have to ma'amar chayim. He says, true, maybe that's this reason not. That's the reason you know him. Nice to be mafmid. It's not the other reasons, but it's not this reason, maybe not. They do ask a question. They point out, the Maestro people are not blind today. Whatever time, Masama Sinaim. So, first of all, you can argue the point to say it just makes your eyes weaker. A lot of people wear glasses. Look around, that's Messias over here. Kenzai. Void, the Peli Yoitz, it says, now it says, Masama Sinaim. Takes away the intellect to make them stupid. Now you can look around. Maisa. Okay, in that we said Maisa on Thursday over here, that we said with Tzeras Bizmanazer, the Chavetz Chaim went down with Svama Kedoshim, Tzeras on the Shema over here, then they come to Olam Shel Emes, I'll not let you into that Tzeras on the Shema. We also, Masama Sinai means take away your Seichel over here, your intellect, your brain. The Maisa could be also Nichon, the idea of Kabbalah over here. And therefore, whether we see it or not, there's still something to worry about. The place can. The third svar over here for Dhamma the Paiskim is the idea based upon Kabbalah. That means besides the fact of Yisim Gedoshim Mazumo, besides for the fact, the second svar over here of Masama Sinaim Sakono, come on the Mishabuah, bring down the Magar Brom, it says the Inimitak Kabbalah. You bring down the Chidah that way. And then what the Chidah says, Tzarech Lizor Behem Ma'id, be very, very careful. And this Inim over here, it's the Inim of Kabbalah. And we don't know how things work, and things are dangerous over here. And if we be very worried about this Indian over here, again, the Chum over here of Chaim Yisro. So Be'ikah comes out, the Sforas that we have over here is Be'ikah three Sforas, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. We have Zuma, Asmachta, Kor, Yisim Gedoshim, a second, Sakona, Mesam, Esanayim, a third, Api Kabbalah. Now, just to be clear, there is a Mahalak over here, the Rosh, and the Goyim that really say the four reasons. They're Mahalak and they separate. The Yisim Gedoshim and Zum are two separate reasons. I mean, Shavuot put the two together. The Smachta Kuam is how to give Zum. We read the Goin and the Rosh. They seem to say it's different. There really are four reasons over here. Based upon this, now let's call Loch LaMaisa. What to go to? The reasons apply today. So Mitzad the Rishonim, it's very clear. The Rif writes that Kveri Al Bodim Chayva Paragos the Nefesh. The Rif LaMaisa is Machmer. The Rambam says we have the Sakonim Bezmanazer, Mitzad Asugah, Melch Sedoimus, maybe that's the Metzias. So the Rif of the Rambam clearly are Machm over here. Ben Yoino, we mentioned before, right in the Shup and the Shemaim over here, the Orchaz Chaim. Asad Hashem, among the Rishonim, who is Mekel, the Tosh and the Rosh. Which again, you have to realize that Mavucha had the stand place in the Rosh. Are they saying that that's halacha, or the way that Chosholin says over, just as the Mulam is close over here? Coming to the Paiskim, and the Mechaber starts off very clear, Maim Achoinim Chayva. That's the stand. If you got to the end of the Simon, Malacha says over there, Yesh Oimim, the minig was not to go do it, unless your hands are dirty. Medina, you have to go wash your hands. The Locha says all the swarm, you have a stam, Yesh Oimim, the Mechaber, Locha Gestam. That means the Meis Mechaber is being Machber. The either point out, why should the Mechaber be Machber? We have two of the three. Rambam is Machber, Riff is Machber, and the Rosh, he's a Limus Chos Le'olam to be Mekel, so Vadi is Machber, the Mechaber is Machber. The Chreidim, Yam Shlomo, that's brought down in the Shavua, says, Le'ein Lahok Bam Klal. Who essentially, Yam Shlomo said, not to be Mekel at all. But the Rambam ends up being Machber, it's out of studio, Kabbalah over here. Yaiv and Siddur, the Behetiv, the Goin, after being down, Tosfos in the Rosh, says the Goin, V'chol Zeh Leso. Tosfos in the Rosh, Meis V'chol Zeh Leso. Therefore, the Chidah, the Shulchan Shloimo, the Chai Odom, the words of Mishnah Berurah, after being down among Avraham, Hashem Kabbalah, he says, Chol Odom Yizov, my Machreinim, every person be careful about it. The Chosholin says, you should warn you, they basically be very careful to the case of my Machreinim. Meisah, we have Mekimla, Yom of Ushnaisav over here, the Mitzvah Kalo. And be'ik among the paiskim, we come along to be machmir. So, where's the makara? Why is it only be mekel? She said, very simple, the Daka Moshe. Daka Moshe brings down the minig's like Tosfos. First, they point out, it's not put down in the Rambam over here. Boy, do you read the Nazikim on the page? You follow the Nazikim on the page, the Taz, the Magavam, the Shabur, the Shachuva, the Behetiv, everyone. No one brings down the minig to be mekel. Slavosh, the Binyan Zev and Shuva. Otherwise, all the place of the Maisel on the page, Maisel Machmer. Now that is a Biyashiv to make a macha against people. It said, yes, make a macha against people who don't do Maimar Choynim. So the question is, Loch Maisel, should you do Maimar Choynim or not? Just to be clear, if you have no Messiah or no Anhogo beside your parents, it's very clear beside a Loch on the page, yes, we do Maimar Choynim. That's clear. Now, there are people who tell me they're the Yotzim Bnei Ashkenaz, meaning the Yakis of Kedoyma. They have Masayro, they have Anhogla not to. Fine, the place, the Rosh, the Daka Moshe, that's the Minig. So if you have a Masayro, the Vosh, you declare, should you change your Minig, not change your Minig? That's the being down, the Shlomo Zalman, that he said over the Vienna Metzberg, he had Anhogla not to do Maimar Choynim. And when they went around the table to do Maimar Choynim, he would not do Maimar Choynim, Mahafisk, that's his Masayro, that's the Minig. The kids on the Shabbat says the Maisa still change your minig. So if you have a Messiah, if you have an Hogan, that's your minig, that's your game Chayenu, you follow the Messiah's appearance, fine. Yeshua me Lismark, there's only a car out there, why not do my Machrainim? Now the Maisa of a person does not have a minig. Again, we have Tosfos and Rosh. We have Dr. Moshe, that's a minig, the Rosh. That's your minig, we keep our Messiah and Hogan. Question is, should you change? Not change? Fine. We actually were, last time we learned the Chabura, okay, we to 10 different doyle of this question, should you change or not? Some wrote back, I can see on the sheets, what they wrote back, should you change or not? Did he have a Messiah? Is he yucky? Question was to change or not? But otherwise, Alado, if you have no Messiah, you learn the page, my Machrein Chayvon. Kabbalah, Sakona, Zuam over here, Yisim Gedoshim. The Matter Farm says, even one be Mekel, even if you have a Messiah, but Maisa and Rosh Hashanah, Ebim Kibbutz and Afsekes, or Sensei Mechuva, take on the Chumras, the Vadiya. You want to take on the Chumras? Then we take on, we do Chalvakim, Chal Visol, and then we take up Pas Yisrael, take them also, Maimar Choynim. Even those were the Yekis. Otherwise, the whole entire year. Oh, the get of Zuma, I think, is if you pass by a single one, wash your hands, there's no Zuma. There's no Zuma. You have other swords. You have Mishu Enzo Bitab Ikka Kabbalah. We'll get to it also, yeah. Now, one of the shallows that Adam likes asking, what about Noshim? Usually they mean to ask for themselves when they ask, no, what about for Noshim? They have to do the case of Maimar Choynim. So first, Rav Shlomo has a tshuva the Chelek Aleph that says, let's go through the reasons. It's not Sakono. Basam Masenayim. Doesn't apply to Noshim, Vada, yeah. One Kedushin says, women also have to live over here. No difference. It's not the Sugya of Zuma, you hit the dirty, Yidechem Kodesh Vorach Hashem, Yisak Midoshim. Why not? You know, your hands are dirty. The Yaivitz already writes in the Moruk Tzi over here, your hands are dirty, tell the women to go wash their hands. Tell Noshim. That's Halacha, that's Medina over here. He says that the reason it's a Kabbalah, which sounds like that's one of the stark reasons over here in Machmer, that Kabbalah is only for Yisodim Mesod Hashem for men. Women didn't take on Kabbalah. That could be the reason why it's Satya Mekel. So again, we have three reasons. Two of them, Sakona applies, Zuma applies. Only it's a Kabbalah, Yesh Logan. The mice among the Svarim, what you going to do? So Bnei Svard, they hold this Medinoi. And therefore, whether you follow the Orlatsian or Avad Yosef or Mordechai Elio, that's all three of the Bnei Svard, and there's anything else out of them, they all write Chiev, Noshma Mechiev, no way to Machalik over here. Yaki Yosef, they come along and say there's no way to Machalik. So Bnei Svard Avad Machmer. The Bnei Ashkenaz, let's see. Again, we have the documentation, the Minixi vehicle, Api Kabbalah, maybe yes. Well, at the end of the day, Mishmur says to worry, Mitzad Sugi of also Sekono, also Mitzad Sugi of Zoom over here. It's what on the safe with Divrei Chachomim. The Chavetz Chaim himself, his daughter said that his father was very machben in all the women to wash also my machoinim. Chavetz Chaim said he's machben the words of Mishibur also when he says it over. He would have said over from the Chidah, the Chol Odom is on my machoinim. Chol Odom, as far as we know, women are nechal the get of Odom. Chol Odom, they're part and parcel of the same thing. The words of Archa Shuchun is Zor Levnei Beisai. Nei Beisai, I think also women are part of Nei Beisai over here. Shlomo Chaim, same thing. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Lich Bas Yisrael. He says, those are be Mekel, in them amount Lismoich. Nothing would be summoned upon. I used to have Schwartz from this question, I used to have Schwartz from Beis HaTalmud, Chaim Knievsky. What's the reason to Mechalik? Now, in the Shlomo Zalman, they asked him, the Meister, the Noshma Mekel, he says, the Makor, where they're coming to be Mekel, is the Gemara saying Sakono, and that Gavav, Hogwish, and Nefesh. Where is the mice happening to? The man did not do Mamar Choynim. He did not clean his upper lip. Since the story happened to the man, Agam Yefno, who got punished, his wife got punished over here. And get involved with wives of here. One guy did that very well. She should get punished over here. So you obviously have to answer like the Zoran Pasha Lech Lecha, that your husband and wife, they get married, not till death do us part. You will always be together in the Lord, and you only really want a Shama. She's part of one of Shama, the other part of one of Shama. You want entity over here. That's why she got punished. But Mice, the story happened to the man over here. Therefore, maybe that's the reason why the idea of my machim only men are going to be machmer and not women. On that, said Shlomo Zalman, ain't lema mal lismoich. And that's why it's not to what we saw on. The Mice, Elisha Shlomo and Pesach, it's brought down over there that the Noshim in Shlomo Zalman's house did not do my machim. And the reason it says, over, why can the story happen to a man? So I wrote to Rav Traeger, the one who wrote Elichas Shlomo, and I asked him, you know, you're saying Elichas by Asar, brought down Vizayis Abrach and others, about a woman have to, and don't be say this Asar over here. And Elichas Shlomo says otherwise. He wrote back to me, he says, I know what Shlomo Zalman says. Mice in the house, they didn't do my machoinim. Mice and then they, Noshim's house, not do my machoinim. But the mice, he said, too good, go do it. He said to go do it. How come they didn't? So you have to know who runs the house exactly. But Ruben the Ruben Mosfram, mice say, Noshim, mice have a chiv over here to do my machoinim. Now, to be fair, true Rav Shlomo says, Api Kabbalah, that apply to Noshim. Rav Vosser doesn't have Shuvah and the Chelik Dalit. He writes, Noshim would not Kabbalah themselves, my Machoinim. This is true by Vosser. That means not just hearsay, that something he himself wrote, Noshim would not Kabbalah themselves. And the Vinam Shai, the Blitzki, Rav Nasha Klein, and the Bailim Shtayim, they hold mice that women don't have to. So at least on Noshim, there's a Makar why they don't go do it. So again, it comes out, men, Avada, yes. Women, this is Makar, maybe why not? But peace for most from Mice not to Machalik. Just what bothers me a little bit, the get to the way how Noshim are annoyed to my Machayim, they do it or don't do it, that's up to them. But it seems to be they have an interesting attitude, the get to my Machayim. They have a disdain for it. So you pass it around, we don't do it. It's like, you know, you have a cleaning lady, we don't do toilets. No, it's the same thing. We don't do my machoinim. We don't do it. It's right in front of you. We don't do it. I think that anhoga leads to a chsorin in men. Because a lot of times men, for some odd reason, seem to follow the anhoga of people around them, noshim, and act like that. Oiloi, the bottom, the cavus. But Maisa, they seem to, women have the stain, and we don't go do it. So Maisa, Lisa, being called upon them. Going into that, there's a tshuva in, by Yashiv, the Chelik Alav Sim Yudal, the truth that he wrote, that was asked, what do women have to daven Medinoi every day? He writes over there very simple. So it'll take 10-15 minutes. They say, Birchat HaTorah, Birchas Shachar, Tomid, Bach Omar, Asher Yishtabach, Birch Krishma Shman Shmonesre. The two line tshuva, what to go do? Two line tshuva. I heard it on the Mechoshu say over, the fact that he writes over there, Birchas Torah, Birchas Shachar, Parshas Tomid, Parshas Tomid. That means based upon the Bialach and Simem Zayin, women have to say Tomid every day. It gives us a push to what we should go do. I mean, whether the women do it or don't, each one onto their own. But a lot of people, once they read the tshuva, is like, oh, so we, us men, have to go do it. It's a chayvus, what responsibility is, the cholpok samen, sending the gate to mamachoinim. Someone reads it there on Hoga, makes it very kal and klal Yisrael. For example, the Erev, women carry the Erev, so men act like women carry the Erev, right? We all do the same thing. It makes it kal, a kalus over here. They would at least change their outlook, how to look upon it. Again, we have a car, why not to go do it? But the cholapach is, I think the correct thing is you can, unless you have a messiah not to, you should do maimah chayinim. And maybe they should care about the husbands, that maimah chayinim, well, the husband should go to over here, maybe they should do maimah chayinim. They do ask a shayla. Let's say the ish is not going to do maimah chayinim. At the table, the bunch of people there, she's a nito, you bring maimah chayinim to the table. Lochins, nachok, yasim, kuf, tadakei. You cannot bring, prepare water for your husband to go wash himself. He cannot prepare a bath in front of him. He can bring the ma'amachayim to the table. They point out, if a bunch of people at the table, not bring it for your husband, but a bunch of people, let's say it's just you and your husband, can you bring it to the table? The Swam get involved, the Shiloh, is a nichol together of mitzvah. And maybe there's not nichol inside of our chokah. Oh, no, so there's our chokah over here. So Maisa, the Banei Shulchan, writes his case and says to be machmer. So the Shulchan Maisa is machmer over here. Those who want to disagree, Dan Weiss wants to disagree, Debatzino of Osner, they want time to tell Suga Brocha, the big mavucha, what to go do. The Chor, the very simple eights around this question. The Bayavar Choko of bringing, preparing husband new water. No, the mitzvah, it's not mitzvah. Since the mitzvah, maybe it's not Nichol Nagedavar Choko. Yeah, Machlo Yishtaz and Shach, we're Machmer. Yeah, we're Machmer 100%. That's not the same sugi. He's just this Tashi Shach to be Aleph. He discussed it. Hold it, not somebody else. No, that's Maisa. It's different sugis. I hear, but no, still, Maisa, you bring the water for him to go wash his hands. The word, the eight around is very simple. Yeah, same shallow, but Nikolasa, same question. It's very simple. She brings the table, she washes herself. She washes also, she'll have to bring it to the table. That's a very simple eitzah. For women to go do it, to chazik, the end of it, she can wash her own hands, and there won't be a problem. Eitzah comes out. Men, yes, you're my machoinim. Women, there's a wit, a makar, why they're being lax earlier. But about the correct and obvious, do my machoinim. Tippes is coming to Lachan again to Ruachro, David Sodi, in the Sugya my machoinim. The Gemara brings down Daf Kofei and Chulin, that a person should only be washed his hands inside a kli, and some say only inside the top, only inside a kli, and some say as long as it's not on top of the karko. Says the Gemara, what's not into the two mishnayos? You wash your hands on top of kinsa, on top of twigs. Says Abaya, what is the problem here? He says he had me to think the baya inside the sugya of zuma. Mashmalon, the baya was not inside the sugya of zuma, inside the sugya of ruach ra. So you have a sink over here, very clear, and the idea over here of Ruach Ra, a person washes his hands, you have leftover water, that the water has a bad spiritual level on top of it that's dangerous over here. Now, first question is, how do we pass with two lashonos over here? Is that the locha dafka inside a kli, or the locha as long as not on top of the karko? Among the lashonim, they argue, the Torah passes lekulo, like the Rosh, the Ravid, like the Rosh, the Basra, as long as not on top of the karko, the Maisi can be mekul. As Hashem, the Rambam, the keich, they came up to be machmer. This question is, the tzati mekel sovda amala kulo? The tzati machmer is chamur sekanta mesiro, therefore to be machmer. Loch lamais in the mechaber kabbal, it says very clearly, the chadchilo to be machmer, and therefore a person should do it inside a kli. However, if you have no kli, then go like the other poiskim, and as long as you don't do it on top of the floor, the mice is besaid over here. That's how the floor of the goyim mishbo go. The chadchilo to be machmer, the person shouldn't do it inside a kli. Now, what is the reason, and how is this Ruach Ra over here working? So the Bialacha, Shai Tzion, It's very clear. There are two different mahalchim among the Gedolei Achronim. That means we have a sugya here. When you have pashas on your hands, you have a ruachlu on top of your hands. You have zum on top of your hands. When you wash it off, there's no ruachlu on your hands. So when you wash it off, the ruachlu now is being created. Now what happens? Is the yisoid over here that when it hits the ground, now this ruachlu? How when it goes inside the kli, there is no ruachlu? Or is the yisoid, there is always going to be ruachlu, whether the ground or in the kli? Except in the kli, no one's going to pass over it. No one's going to be doris on top of it. And therefore, it's not going to affect you. So the question among the Gedolei Achronim, which the Mishmur calls the Machlokes Levush, versus among Avraham and the Eli Rabbah, is the yisoid where there's always ruach ra, except in the kli, protects it, and no one's going to be doris on top of it? Or no, only the floor there is ruach ra. They point out there are a couple of naftaminas. One naftamina Mishmur starts off discussing, let's say a person pours it on top of tiles. Not a carpet on the earthen floor, but even ritzbah tiles over here. Is there a bayam sasuki of ruach ra? He gets involved. You could say, according to the Mogavam, the Eli Rabbah, he said over here, dafka on top of eitzim, top of the ground over here, on top of dirt. Therefore, there'll be a bayah. Masha Enkein, over here, when it's on top of tiles, would not be a problem over here. That means to be clear, the vital we pass the lechatchila inside the kli. Over here, when they have no kli, what's a locha? What's the top of the floor over here with the tiles over here? What to go do in the case you have no option? So over here, in this situation, come among Avraham Eli Rabbah say, no bayav sakono. We're talking about the grass or for shulchan and others. Asal sheni mishmur wants a fact. We can argue. Number one, it says you have bayah, it's at the sugya of the vush. You always have ruach ra. Number two, who's the tiles are better than the floor? Maybe tiles are now attached to the ground, comes part of the floor, you have a bayah, it's at the sugya of ruach ra. David comes along and says the person should not do it on the floor. That means you see some of the people on the table, they wash their hands. Or on the floor, they wash their hands. The chura, that's only according to the grass. For the mishmur, for the safan, it's not the correct thing to go do. Unless you want to argue, it's like the kli, not going to pass over it. Fine, ish lodin. Before the case should be inside the kli. A second after the mishmur speaks out, maybe. Let's say a person pours in the cup, and then from the cup, he wants to pour it on the floor. Says, let's go through the reasons. If mitzad, the loch over here is when it goes in the cup, there's no ruach ra, there's no ruach ra. If the point of view is ruach ra, you have a bayah pouring on the floor. So maybe no. Maybe now they pour it on the floor, it goes back, it creates a ruach ra. If it does not depend upon this reason. So again, Mishmur comes to be machmer, sai on the floor, decide to pour it out afterwards. A third nafkamino they want to discuss is does a person have to remove maimar choynim? You have to cover maimar choynim. Where's the makar? If you read some of Kufay Aleph, where's the idea of removing or covering the maimar choynim? Where's it say it on the page? The page doesn't say it anywhere. Who is it coming from? The locha by Negelwasser. By washing into the morning when a person wakes up and siman dalet. Over there being zan the locha, the person has Negelwasser water, what to do with it afterwards? Should not use it, not for kalim, not for drinking, not to give to your animals. What to go do with it? So over there, the Shayat Shuvah, the Sirkon Ches, bin dan chido, the Charedim al Devar Hashem, those who are Charedim were machmen not to make a brocha, not to daven in front of Negelwasser. Why? It's on the sugya of Ruach Ra. So first, so we have a mamokim why people either remove Negelwasser or cover Negelwasser. That means they do bring down Chaim Knievsky, says you put it underneath the bed. Bed's less than 3 tefachim. So you have a sugya of love it, it covers it, you can make a brocha over there. But you have a, either you cover it or remove Negelwasser, says the chidah as the charedim machmir on the sugya of Ruach Ra. Now first, to get to the Negelwasser, you have to go do it or not, is another shayla. Because Sam is brought down himself, he did not do that. Ramshik Meis was Mekel, the Chaznish was not Machben upon Negelwasser. Atzad HaSheni, the Benish Chai, Shlomo Zalman, Chaim Meis, are Machben Negelwasser. So we have a shell in Negelwasser, you have to cover it and remove it. Building upon that sigur over there, a sigur of Ruach Ra, come along the Kavachim over here, and bring down the Kavachim, the Koidman, Rav Pelagi, that's the reason why to move Maim HaChorinim, to the sigur of Ruach Ra, not to make a bracha, not to bench in front of it. The Latin has a second reason, it's moist, it's disgusting in front of you, therefore to remove it. You have to realize that my makom to removing it, l'chura, is built upon the sugya of Negelwasser. Therefore it's brought down that the stifler, the Maisa, he himself, he covered it. This is Shlomo Zalman. He said, Mikra Dini, you don't have to. The Maisa, that's the minig over here. But Vozin says it's right to cover it, he has a tshuva about it. Harkiyeski, that's the minig, it's right to go do it. The Maisa, just to be clear, The reason to remove it is based upon the Galvasser of Ruach Ra, or maybe it's on the Sugya Mias. At the end of the day, do you have to remove it or not? So they go through numerous reasons why the large types of Christ who do my friend the mice do not remove it, who don't cover it, or at least not mach it, do it all the time. First, they point out the idea by Negelwasser is not brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. It's not even over there. It's a chidah. That's Aleph. Void, even the chidah that says it, come with a chidah, one tiny who is chaser. Lach Yisrael, the Orchis Chaim, one tiny who is chaser. Number three, even over there, it's only a mis chasidus. It's chidim al dvar Hashem. Number four, numerous chidah, we're not machmer over there. Because I'm safer than Ram Shik. The first you have to start off over there, you have to realize the chadnish of Yashu, we're not machmer over there. Stop for a time with Mishnah Berurah. Even if it's done now, you want to say to me, Machma over there, my Sue says, my Machoinim is like my Mishoinim. Don't be a censor. And even what say it's the same thing over here, my Sue, we have already the Mach of Rom, the Eli Rabbah says, we wash inside a cup. There is no Ruach Ra. That means the only Tzati Machma take from Negelwasser is on the Tzad of Lavush. According to the Mach of Rom, Eli Rabbah, there is no Svar, watch it, my Sue, remove it over here. The glass of Banish Khaida Khashul, though, there's no Ruach Ra inside a cup over here. Void. Steam is up ice cream. It's not brought down over here at all. Not used there. So it's interesting. The Olam is lax of Marmar Chayim. Those who Marmar Chayim, they seem to be very machbid to cover it or remove it. Why? They point out there is a makar for it. But to be stringent about it, to be machbid or create or get remove it, get upset about it, don't worry. It's not put down the page. It's not here. It's Chayim Advar Hashem by Negelwasser over there. Yishon Tufar is over here. According to Magavim, El Yab is not playing QSL over here. Yishon Milismach not to be that much to be mocked upon it. Now, for a fourth Nafkimino, they discuss a person, you have a little small cup over here, will get the sheer of water and a little small basin over here. You guys wash your hands, there's nothing left. You go to the sink to wash your hands. Washing in the sink. What is that exactly? Is that inside a kli or not? The Bayam Sadi Sugi Ruach Ra. So, Bechor, and Afkimina, I understand these side over here. The Chaim, they point out, the Chaim says, Bechor is think, what time their first is Chokhuk Lubsaif Kloa, they made it first in the Kli, then they attached it inside the sink over here. Bechor, the basin over here is Nichli Gedev Kli. If it's Nichli Gedev Kli, there's no Ruach Ra inside your sink. Even though we can say you argue it's Mechubar now, Mishmur says Mechubar to the ground, it could be in the Sugi of Tumma Vadaira, Nichli Sugi of Kli. Going to the Mokavim, the El Ram won't be a problem. Won't be a bias stepping upon it. But is there Ruach Ra on this water? What's Nafkamino? You have dishes there. You have to wash all the dishes afterwards. The water is on top of it. The Maisa, they bring down the Zaisa Ruach of Chavkiyevsky, you have the other reason, Lavush. The Maisa, if you want to use a dish that's inside the sink, make sure either you wash off the Ruach Ra or you dry them very well. It's out of Lavush's Svara, it's out of Bayah, Ruach Ra. I think practically the fact that people wash their hands over there and the arch sinks there, I think all our dishes no one will use when they're wet. Messiah says, I think people will dry them or they wash them off anyway afterwards. Therefore, even on the Salavush, not to worry about it. Before the Nafkamina will be, Mama's sister will be over here. No, don't wash three times. What if the dishes of the sink went, I don't know what your words in English meant. Yeah, so again, I said it depends what reason you're going with. You're going to the Mogar from the Eli Rabbah, you're right. You're going to have the Svar over here of the Vush, it's always Ruach Ra, you have a Baya, you have to wash off the dish, or dry the dish. Therefore, the Zaysa Bracha says, any dish inside your sink, says make sure you dry it. Why? I think it's going to have the Sugi Lavush over here. The Chum, we have four different Afkaminas, what Svar we're coming from. One other point to get to Ruach Ra, is a Gemara in Horus that the Gimel Beis, the Gemara over there discusses the five things that a person mishachem is a limud, makes a person forget his limud. One thing is shir rechitza, something that's left over washing your body, nichol to get out of getting your Torah, meaning you want to take a shower, left over water, shir rechitza. Says Chavdiyevsky, a person does mayim mishayim, he washes his hands over here, no tel tzedayim, the left over water. It's kosher l'shichov Torah. What about Mayim Achronim? Drinks it. What about Mayim Achronim? The Chaim says that's not a part of Mayim Achronim. The leftover, that means you have a cup, wash your hands, the leftover water does not apply this Indian. You can't drink over what's left over in the cup. That's what he says. However, Rosh Tumach, he's discussing the Indian that is brought down to the Svarim, that the kli that you wash Mayim HaChlorim inside of, I mean, you always have the silver thing inside or this basin inside, the kli that you wash things inside of, is there a bayah to go use the water afterwards? So he comes along and says the person uses it afterwards, it's machlis hiro kfiro, Rahman Islam. The person uses the kli and the water afterwards, it's nichol together kfiro. Why? He sends the sugya of shura mayim rechitzo. You have a bayah of koshul limud over here, koshul atayro. And therefore he understands for karet, the idea of shura rechitzo applies to mayim rechitzo. Now if it applies to mayim rechitzo, does that mean, it sounds like you're struggling discussing what's in the basin. L'chor is left over in the cup, that's maybe not nichol together shura mayim rechitzo. Kenzayin. But Mechaim says it's not applied. So it seems to be the argument is sure Chitza applies to the sugya over here of Mayim HaChlorim or not. I think so. The words of Kama Tzedikim Tushay Elyon. That's the Makar. That's your Shtub. No, Mechaim? He says no. So no, he just went back no. We have enough things to drink. I don't bother not work. Sif Gimel over here is a sugya of the how close the water to be. Again, Gimel is Mamshik Gimel Chulin. Makes down that we have one lashon. A person should not wash his hands only with Sinai. The reason is why? Because when you use hot, it's mevafeo your body and not remove the zoma. The other was asking for carrot. When you wash dishes, you should use hot water over here. He was saying not to use hot water. Before Rashi coming to answer that, it says when a person when he has hot water, from a feya, it softens his hands. Now there's a belay inside his hands. Mashaking by kli, using hot water, it nicely takes it off. Doesn't soften the kli over here. The second lashon says, fakar, the loch is they should not do it with hot water, anything less than mice and water. What's that? Kamino? The case of Peshim, something that's lukewarm. When a person washes his hands with something that's lukewarm, we should discuss what the loch lemaisa lukewarm water is nichol together of mayim achrenim lechatchil or not. So most posts can pass like the Lishna Basra, the Rif, the Rambam, the Eshkol, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ritva, Torah, and others. Not like the Chinuch wants time the loch is to be machmer and say the loch is dafter b'tzayin in that case of mayim poshim. Loch lemaisa, the mechab and the Rosh lemaisa mekel say as long as it's not hot, the maisa is water, poshim is water. The point of loch yevabaya, loch in tzepes. Is that we have shown the Gemara, is the halacha dafka in the kli, or is it long as not on the floor? The Mechaber came along to the Chachil to be machmer. It's if Gimel, the Gemara is the same with Mamsha. Question is, what's the halacha? Is it dafka not hot, or dafka cold? Dafka mean the poshim. Neither the Mechaber Maisha is being makel. To point out why the Mechaber is the base, Maisha being machmer, the Chachil, so if Gimel Maisha being makel. To point out, Lachor, Yishal Chalek, Sif base, if Bayam is the sugi of maybe Sakono. We're got to be a zero. The Melchizedek over here. Mashenkin Sif Gimel removes the soul, gets rid of it. You have Bayam Tzad Asugiv Zuma. Zuma at the end of the Abundance, you there from Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem. Maisa, that's your Mechaber, you make on Sif Gimel. But that's John the Mechaber. Maisa, the Yam Shloima, we're talking by the Magavrom, the Aliyah Baruch Hu Shulchan, the Maisa, he is Machmer. John the Gimel, let's be Machmer. If at the end of the day, the Mishmur said, the Chachila to be Machmer, person should not use Paisrim. But the Eved, if you know the option, then to use a case of Peshim over here. They do point out, Bismanazer, the Meister, we're not usually worried about the Sugim Tzad Sakhana Shavoy. Maybe we can use Peshim. Certain people kind of know. Zumo, our hands usually clear. Use folks' eyes. We're only worried about Sakhana, maybe we can use Peshim. Trying to say not to Mechalik, therefore we should always be masked but not to use Peshim. Now, to me, the practically discussed, once you have no water, you have water, too lazy to get up. Can you wash your hands with spit? Right. So the newest truth about this question, they give all the different reasons. One is, says that they maven, the idea of washing with spit, if you said Kadosh, be Kadosh over here. It's not exactly Kadosh with Chubad to wash your hands with spit. You have the Mishnah Lozer, he wants to tell you that spit is right. Right is the body temperature 98.6. Point everyone that's Pashrim. The Chachila, not doing the case of Peshim. Yes, you want to say he's definitely get a Mias over here. Maisa, one of the stories they say, why not use Reich? But besides the idea of Mias, he says, definitely get a Peshim, but Chachila will map him upon it. But you have to get off washing, for the sake. Kumi, inside. Sorry? It's 98.6. The question. We punch it again to Shabbos? Not sure. Sif tells the Lachan, how far a person has to wash his hands. That means on your body, you have your first knuckle, your second knuckle, your third knuckle, and then you have what's connected by the wrist over here. So the question over here is, how far is the Lachan of washing your hands? The first couple of the Torah, being done right for the Rashba, the Lachan is until your second knuckle. The way that makes sense is explain is because until your second knuckle, that's how far your hands get dirty when you eat. A hundred, so the place we hand on that to wash your hands. That's how far your hands get dirty. Therefore, you have to wash till your second knuckle. The thumb is only the first knuckle. The basis brings down another malach, the shulchan, an arba, the bein of b'chai. It says just like by Mari Shreidim, has to go to the third knuckle. They also have to go to the third knuckle. Lacha might say first, we pass to make clear to the machaber. My machaber is till the second knuckle. We're talking about the gaz, the chayotim, the shulchan. We pass until the second knuckle. So about other things. So first, Zima Kurt to tap the faucet. And then other people tap the faucet. It's very clear that Mishmur brings down this Makar already. Mishmur says people do that Ra Allah Maisa. What they're doing is he has a Makar, and whatever they're doing is incorrect. The words are any Yitzim Khivs that didn't klal upal. People who tap the faucet, they can tap it out, they're not Yitzim that didn't at all klal upal. Maisa, people try to tell me. Oh, no, guess that. That means, stop this, keep this, doesn't do anything. I have not found any cipher, Jewish cipher, that says the mice is dropped the force. Alright, let me see. Rala Mesa. So the Kamakhaim says, if you saw you do the minimum amount, the Kamakhaim, then it says only to the third knuckle. Right, the Makor is the Kamakhaim, the might, Passenger Akhil, and Tomo, you know, make sure not to go around yourself. Only he goes different to the third knuckle. Right? So everyone points out the Kamakhaim, it says different to the third knuckle. So, fine, unless he comes out with the gun. Ken's like, well, get the gun, we're going to hold. Now, again, it comes out over here, the first of all, that the small passes the second knuckle. Now, the Isra Shiloh is a reason to cut the force of that is nothing. You more than that. Is it a person with the third knuckle to the whole tie hand? To come with the Alokha, he sends you a gun. Over there by mind machine is my click is to do it to your third knuckle or till your wrist over here. Allah might be passing to your wrist. Passing your wrist, we have a Tushita, be passing to your wrist. Therefore, even if example of Tisha B'Av, you have to eat a Tisha B'Av or in your kipper when you wash until your wrist. I mean, it's not like Negalasser on your kipper with maple. Here, the lock is until your wrist, and therefore, on Tisha B'Av your kipper, you wash until your wrist. That's what we're passing. Now, in that halacha, why wash it to your wrist, or until over here, you only want to cool in. More comes out, but usually it's a one level. We can subtract two more, we take on a higher level. That means where the halacha seems to stand, if the sheet is over here to your wrist, my mind of freedom will not come to eat anymore, with the third knuckle. The sheet is standing until your third knuckle, my mind of freedom will be by the second knuckle. Therefore, the maskon of the Mishra, Shah and Avinim, Maskon is at 3 pieces of Paisov and pieces of Yad. The third one is Kena Chachilo. The person should wash, play the Chachilo, until the third knuckle. With the third knuckle, he should wash his hands. That means the question is, if you put time to wash, pieces of Yad until the wrist. Well, the ik, the swam of the Sam Shad, which was the Baruch of the ik that stand, it means no until the third level over here. Because that is a level less than Mamri Shainim. But there you have a Maya. Milo of Strach Chumo. Here we don't have the Milo of Strach Chumo. Give until your third knuckle. That means Maskon of the Mishnah is Medina the second knuckle. Chayiv Lachatilo the third knuckle. Now Shtumach has a Shum in the Chelakalim. He brings on the Bialachal and says they're going to hold until the third knuckle. He says that's true that Shana the Bialachal, I don't understand. Maestro of the Chuk Shana is going to pass away. Shana is going to tell your wrist. And then he brings down that the Tamidim of the going went this way. And said, "B'chayim v'loshim went this way, and v'skirov went this way, the zimun v'slak went this way." Every time the locker, the person the ma'aser do until his wrist. And that the ma'aser of the kavachayim says, "No, you might not do until your wrist. You should use the least amount of water since your achal is still over here, only until your third knuckle. So it comes out the amount of water, how far to wash. Number one, we have tipas, that's rala maisel. Number two is bedinoi, the second knuckle. Number three, we have the toivah chathilo of your third knuckle. And number four, those were kind of the whole entire hand. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, but let's say you have lechlech on your hand, on your palm, that bedinoi. That means with all this custom, you have no dirt on the rest of your hand. If you have dirt on the rest of your hand, then why do you have to wash your rest of your hand? That's bullshit. That's zuma. So you're there from Kodesh, all because that's dirt. All this custom, when we don't have zuma on the rest of the hand, then we have these levels over here, and we're going to pass to the second knuckle, then we're going to have the third knuckle. Now, all this custom is the person have to have water washing off his body. You don't have to be poured off. Moving down the Mogar Avram, it says to put your hand inside and then get off the Zuma, take it off, not to go do it. It says in Machshir Shekel, why that's so. You put your hands inside, the Zuma, the fat will come off, and then when you take it out, the Zuma will go back on, your hands will be dirty again. That means the Mishnah Mogar Avram, Machshir Shekel, standing, never says you have to have water wash off your hands. It only says don't put it inside because then it will stick to your hands. So on the page, I don't see anyone says you have to wash, you have to pour something to wash it off. Again, the Izzak HaMachayim, with the Malachim, the Piskei Tshuva, and the Oit HaMayim, the being down the Sefer Shulchan Torah, it says, is it any of the person, that's not a Shvicha, should pour it off your hands? I said, I'm not clear that way in the page. Again, that's why I think the Dominic Olam, they do take water, that's not enough to cover, let's say, the second up, and then they rub it around, and the hands are clean, the mice is fine. That means if you hold it, it has to be poured off of it. Like the Shulchan Torah, what's happened by the Malachim, so you're not gaining when you take some water, and after you pass around the cup, it's a little bit, and then you wash around. It won't be enough. So you're like the Shulchan Makavram, or the Master Shekel on the stand, the mice is not a problem. As long as there's no Zuma left, you have enough water to cover the second knuckle, you time the Ikka local there. It should not be a problem. So all this wrong was stuff. Maybe why I just said it. Think about Sakhapolo. Another gun if you're 40 yet? I can't explain to you, but Sifab over here is making out the sugi again for Shosha Akhl over here. Why would he learn the sugi of my friend? We want to discuss is what is the order have to wash your hands? You want to make two levels. Now, in both cases, we want to discuss is when there are five people or less to wash my machinim, you start from the gadol or the mezameim. And then work your way down. However, the more than that, 100 people or anything more than five, the law is that the cotton should wash first. Then when it gets to five people left, then the mezamim should wash it, and then the other four people afterwards. Now, first, what's going on? What's happening over here? What's this for over here?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, what's the story here? What's happening? So, the Gemara goes on that from Zion brings down that when Maisa negate the things of not Mechubad, we're not Mechabit people. Meaning, go to the base of Kisei, we're not Mechabit people. Al Derech, we're not Mechabit people. So, why would my Mechorinim or Maisa be Mechabit people to wash their hands? Wash off the Lichlich over here. So, the way out the Rush and the Rajbah say over, it's had not washing of the Zuma, it's had the idea of Kavod HaBracha. Should be ma'ain into the bracha, but peer the bracha, they can go bench right now, mezami for the other people. We don't even have the kavla bracha and to peer the bracha over here. Therefore, the Mishmur discussed it, b'zman hazeh. That means if you look at Sugyo by us, it's very clear that the Nahoga was the person who was mezami, he sent all the brachas, all four brachas to everybody. They all listen to Shmei Ka'inai. Today, what happens is everyone says it together. So, is there any in the plot that's loch b'zman hazeh? That when it's five and less, then the mezamim the gadol should wash his hands. Says the mishmur being done the people gadol, even bezman hazeh does apply. Why? Because the correct thing we'll get to is that the person who is mezamim should say the bracha out loud, and everyone should say it together with him balachash. What he points out, the idea of the mezamim, the zimun itself, of a sign of arrest, only he is saying it, and then for this reason, even the halacha applies bezman hazeh. Now. They also point out that why, when there's a lot of people, if so, why should we start from the kotel to remove his food? Why not also get the start from the mezamim over here? So that comes from Rashi, and he says the reason over here is it's a kenai to remove the food in front of the gadol first. That's something should be removed from the other people first, and then from the gadol. Well, the way how the shayatim brings down, sorry, the Rashi brings down, we're talking about the paiskim. Another reason is how the sukkim have sick. We know the loch is the person should be taken with tila to a bracha, and not the gnostic. Therefore, we wait, and it starts from the kotel over here. They do point out, if so, then everyone over here, the ma'isa again, is washing their hands and benching over here. Is there a reason why they should go from the kotel and not from the zamin? Says the Mishibur, first of all, whatever can be masakin, we can be masakin. What he points out in the bi'alocha, ma'isa, let's say you have 100 people. We know we should take him to tila to a bracha. The correct thing is not the mafsik by everybody, and therefore have a couple of minor frames around. I mean, you see by a chasno, you have 10 tables, bring 10 different cups over there, but send the sugavir not to be mafsik. You should try to mafsik to make the hesik as least as possible. Now, bizman is there. If you ask around, I don't think anyone here heard about this aloha. Maybe yechid eskulo. Aloha is that, again, the one who does the one who's benching over the mezamim, but it's five or less, he should wash first, my machreinim. What happened? Even those who do my machreinim, and even the wife does my machreinim, where do we see this halacha that the person who is being with mezamim is five or less people, he does my machreinim. The halacha, the inn does not seem to go do it. So already the Kitchen Aruch, he has a pirish called Lechem upon him. He says, either medaktik him or not medaktik upon it. He wants to tell you why, because my son, the halacha is not put down, not by the Rif, not by the Rambam, and not by the Rosh. All three don't bring it down. He said the Kasher wasn't based on the Torah. Why did he bring it down for? Not put down by the Smag, not put down by the Ben Yeruchim. Because we're not put down by the Ikam by the Rishonim. The Torah is the one who brings it down. So we see that already that the Rishonim don't bring it down. They were not marked upon this Indian. And therefore, the Tzadzah Shulchan and others bring down, and Hokum is Manazel, Mice is not to be marked upon it. However, the Shmuel left it as is. The Shulchan left it as is. Mice and Hokum does not seem to be marked upon it. The Makar again is not put down by the Rishonim, but Ik among the Rishonim. Again, the place can seem to leave the Locha as is, even Bizman as there. Should? Yeah, they should. People, I'm not mocking, but again, I'm asking. People are not mocking this Locha at all. But should they? Baruch Hashem. So then yes, those people. Yes. Negate to idea make your bracha and subzayin. Again, Machalish among the Shayin, Machalish Yam, the Ravid, Ram Meisim said not to make a bracha, the Ravid said yes to make a bracha. As far as that, Machabas Vaith, Meisim would not make a bracha. The reason says the Mishibrua, if the reason is that Sakona is why washing hands over here, not trying to make a bracha inside the Sukh of Sakona, if the reason is that Visim Gedoshim, that goes in the case of my machoinim, and since you're not doing my machoinim correctly anyway, because you read the Gemara, you're supposed to wash your hands with water, and with the case of shemen. Maisa, we don't do that idea of shemen bismanazer. Therefore, we're not doing the mamish to the Kodim Chazal. Therefore, bismanazer, we do not make a bracha on my machoinim. Simchas negate drawing your hands. That means you know the loss by my machoinim, we do dry our hands by my machoinim. So again, it's machloks of the machoinim, the Ravid and the Rashba, they say to Maisa, you do not have to go dry your hands. Atzad Hashem, the Ram says the Maisi do have to go dry your hands. Halacha, the Yaguz, the Graz, the Maisi, the Mekel, the Kitzes Machmer. The Mishmur says from the Chayodim, the Chachila pushes Shumi Machmer and dry the hands. Therefore, if you have a little bit of amount of water like this, usually they're dried. Otherwise, you use the correct amount of water or more water. If not, you should make sure you should dry your hands, the Chachila. In this Halacha discussing of drying your hands, Kamal Mishmur discusses also comparing it to Mayim Rishonim, is there a shield here of how much water to go use? Is there a share? Look again among the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ravid, the very clear, there is no share. We're talking about the Amishloim, the Graz, there is no share. Mishmur goes a further big down, however, the Goyin, he yells a person should use a Rivius. Should have a cup of the Rivius inside. Now, the Lord say, again, the Kavachayim, he already brings down to the Kavachayim, the early one of Pelagi, he raises the Chidon, the Benish Chai, he says the person should be mined the water. This is Chaim Kievsky, he's supposed to be mined the water. Shmuel says to use a revius. How do you get the two together? So Chaim says if you use a cup with a revius and only use a little bit amount of water, that's also, you get both sides over here. The cup has revius. That means the small cups don't have revius. You have a big cup with a revius, a little amount of water. Might see you get both sides over here. Now, the Izach has Nish, the Sportan Och Shabenu, that he says over here, that this idea of the Maisi Rab to use a case of revius, his words are, La Barvashi Chosam Alzer. My Barvashi was not placed upon this Maisi Rab, and we don't believe that such a Maisi Rab is a case of revius. Not the Maisi Rab. Now, there's a question, and Ashtumach has a shub about it, Chalak Aleph. What exactly does the Chaznish want? Said he quotes Och Shabenu, why not? First of all, Yiduma Forsim said that Talmidim grow the mice that were machmer. Why is there Chazis being impacted upon this mice around? A lot of other things are impacted upon. What's wrong upon this? Torchi and Godel on this Och Shabenu. Mice Mishmur brings down and left it as is. And therefore, there are those who are trying to be machmer that have a big thing to go wash beside the Sugar Revius over here. Aloha, again, Mishmur sounds like Mika did not. But those who are machmer beside the Sugar Revius. Siftas discussing what war to go use. So again, coming to Mechaber, he says based upon the right bit, the loch is the person can use kol mine mashkin. Now, Mishmur says, what does that mean? According to Pirma Godim, the Chayodim, the loch is dafko when you have no other water besides, we don't have any water, then go use kol mine mashkin. That means the body should use water. Now, the reason they point out, very simple, either mitzvah the sugya of when you have leftover shtiyo, you have a bayah, either mitzvah the bezayin oichlin, which we'll get to Ben Shem today, mitzvah the sugya of altashkis. Then a person should be machmid, and a person should not use any other water, any other mashkin, unless you have no other water around. They do point out, but let's say you have seltzer that's left over, you don't plan to drink, no batashkis, could be lechatchila, you can use it. Again, Mishmur says, lechatchila water, and not other things over here. Seltzer is not mamish water, no. The Chayim could yet say lechatchila machmid not to use seltzer. Now, Mishmur comes along and says, what are the other mashkin? His example is shemen, devash, and chalav. Honey, and oil, and milk over here. Now, the oil was asking an obvious question. What about zuama? You wash your hands with devash. Fine, the Swam said devash means liquid devash. So your hands are not sticky. So you're going to have to say in the Swam saying, Lachtim say, it sounds like in those days, they were not makbid. No chpodol, that means they passed by a sink, they had devash, they weren't washing their hands. Today, it could be we're not getting isthmus as Mechaber ends off, we're all isthmusim. It could be this halacha does not apply. I mean, the halacha applies, but the practicality of washing with milk, honey, and oil, who are these things? Could be oil that if you don't care about, leave upon your hands, no problem. Otherwise, there could be nichol get a zuma if we're machbid upon it. I mean, those days where people are not machbid, it won't be a shayla. It could be a person could use other mashkin like these things when don't have any water around. Now, we're discussing washing with water. The Gemara says also, from the Maisa and Yuma, what a person supposed to go do? Wash the water, and then wash his upper lip. The question is, Bismanazeh, the person have to wash his upper lip after they do Mamar Chorim. You see, if people go like this, is that the correct thing to go do? You have to go do it. So, there's a Tshuva by his Eretz B'Tshuva. He says, it's a Gemara. Yuma da Pei Gimel, Harwit and Nefesh. Avadi have to go wash up your upper lip. Avadi have to. And the lady quotes his father, the Ksav Sefer, always did that way. The Ivan Siddur says he had to go do it. The Vingam from Zalman did that way. Chaim Noah, the Maisi, he said to go do it. Asad HaShedi, the Kav HaChaim, and according to the Kav HaChaim, the Katmoy, Kamukha says the Maisi said not to go do it. Tumo, Sitra Achel, putting it on top of your lips. So, first of all, besides it's a Kasha, the Gemara said not that way. But why is it missing from the Shulchan Aruch? You read the whole entire sugya over here, all the nice to Kalim. And no one says to wash your upper lip. The Masham really is his question, not brought down by the Paiskim. Where how Chaim had the Isis his question, he wants to tie up Shan of the Sugis like this. Avada man chim goes in your hands. See dechem koidish of Baruch Hashem. Just if you know your upper lip is dirty, then what are you supposed to go do after you wash your hands? That's a natural thing to go do. The fact that the person did not do the natural thing to go do that led to the act that the Yehuda B'Yosi saw that there was a doship, told over his wife, her was a nefesh. But not that's a din to go wash your upper lip. It's when your upper lip is dirty, you did mamar chayim. That's the natural thing to go do over here, that you're cleaning yourself. There's no look to go wash your upper lip. Another thing they discuss is that when it's saying over here that mesamas anayim, when you touch, it's lechem as melech inside of it. So every time you touch salt, you have to wash your hands. Sakono, dangerous. You touch melachon chamutzim, You touch a sour pickle with your shalmi, Shabbos. You have to wash, go wash your hands over here. So the Gemara in Chulin, and Afkofei, the Gemara says, Chol milchamai. You touch salt, what's halacha? Because you're measuring salt, you have to wash your hands. Because the Gemara, love you, boy. Why do you have to? Why do you have to? The Gemara says, you touch salt, you have to wash your hands. What time whether it's Rua, Piskerit, why do you have to wash your hands? Therefore, especially with the Rambam. Therefore, the Bnei Svard, the Sportan, the Benish Chai, and the Kabchaim Oletzian, you touch the Malachal Chamutzim, you touch salt, you have to wash your hands. The Samus and Naim, in the Mitzad Sakono. Sadashani, Zoysad Rocha, he is of Yashim, Bechaim Kilevsky, they asked him, the Watayna, the Loch is the Mice of the Svard did not do it. The Ashkenaz did not do it. It's not Mice brought down by the Ashkenaz. The Svard of Watayna is Beikir, that the idea of Sakono, you go like places, not the game is Manazah. Yisim Kedoshim is negator of Brocha. Negator in the Kabbalah, negator benching. But since Be'ikah were not coming to the Sugya of Sakono, coming to the other stories of Yisim Kedoshim, we said the idea of Sakono, therefore we don't seem to wash our hands when we touch things that are salty over here. If your hands are dirty, you wash your hands. Now, let's say a person, he forgot to Maimar Choynim, if it's such a thing, they forgot. Now he's mill benching. Finish the first bracha. Mil benching is like Mil Shmanasri. Go wash your hands. Maisa Yisim Chaim Knievsky and Avshir Vakasi, they come over and say, even though you're mil benching like Shmanasri, you get up and wash your hands. Get up and wash your hands. We hold Allah, we divide Kabbalah, Maisa wash your hands. Let's say you had no water around for mil, 18 minutes. Then you find water 20 minutes later. Then says the Mishnah Berurah, then again you wash your hands. We pass and we wash your hands. Even afterwards, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, they did ask to shave a kossi. Sometimes what happens, a bunch of people sit on the table. Some of the reason that Yekis don't wash my referendum, we all do have to. They make a zimun. Now, you stop benching with them? Well, no. You get up, you wash your hands, come back to your bench. Then shave a kossi, you get up, wash, and come back, then bench. Trees, answer the zimun already. It's like a mill benching. The loch is, we should wash the my referendum. Give a kabbalah over here. But also, they, for whatever reason, when they did my referendum already, you didn't get a chance to go do it. You answer to them. Then you do my machoim. Then you bench. No, it's not a heftik. This is the akdomo to benching. But the last mishnah over here says, "Sorach liizor so the hafsik bein atil lebechlamozin afilu bedivrei Torah." Last mishnah says, once you wash your hands, take the atil of locha brocha. That means you should have the kliyos poured for you wine before, and the locha is a person you should not speak at all. Let's say you want to eat. Shmuel said, like Achilu, we already learned some Kuf Ayin Tes, Maisa not to eat. A person, Maisa, should right away do this daim, cannot eat food, make a bracha, but should bench right away. If he got to say Divrei Torah at the table, then we discuss already a Seyda Ayoyin. If he wants a Taino, Achilu, also Mezivchei Mason, it's Chelik of the Sud over here, Nivu wants a Kabbalah Batois, Nivu can say Divrei Torah and then go back to wash Maimachem a second time over here. Otherwise, the loch is you say al naris bavul first, say shir malz first, wash your clothes first, wash your hands by machoinim, then the person benches. Misayim, we have a mitzvah kala. Where's the medrash? Medrash says, not me, it's a mitzvah kala. Someone knocks on the door, you get up and go to the door. Someone, there's answer a phone, your phone's not mamash next to you, you go and get it. By machoinim, you just won't get up. It's a mitzvah kala. You get up, do the meal all the time, whether they get more food, whether they answer the door, people get up all the time. Very simple to get up. It seems to be a concern and appreciation of the smith over here at Sakono, Mr. Gudoshim Masud Dech Kodesh. Yezaycha, to said the Medrash, Techaim Variches Yomim. If I care, if you don't do that, Yezaycha, the other ways. Aeneas, everyone wants to be rich, I say, right? Because you all want to give stock up, large stock up. So you all want to be rich over here. So again, this discuss over here, but not being he has to be rich over here. What people look for segulas in the yonim. Everyone says that the Saras and Dibros have been written by Bidah Chassid, people have kept it. The Maisa, it is in Kabbalah. It's put down. This is one of the things. It's put down in Kabbalah. This is Afi Zayah, Afi Kabbalah. So here we have the Kabbalah. Let's be machma upon it. It's not local here. Learn the Suga of Bada that's the correct thing to go do over here. Taktish, Mizaycha, the Suga Dechem Kodesh, Uvarachos Hashem.